After she had washed the dishes, the girl went to where her daddy was reading in the living room. She sort of shuffled into the room, looking down at her toes, so Daddy knew that something was up. "Daddy?" the girl said, her voice trailing off.
"Yes?"
said Daddy. "I feel bad, Daddy," the girl said.
"Do you have a stomach ache?" asked Daddy.
"No, not that kind of bad," she said as she kicked at the carpet. "I feel bad because of something I did," she said, looking down at the carpet and suddenly discovering that it had a fascinating design.
"Well then, maybe you'll need a spanking to make it all better."
"What do you think?"
Daddy asked.
The girl hated those "what do you think" questions. She knew that she needed a spanking, but the problem with spankings was they hurt. A lot. But after spanking, she would feel so much better. Maybe Daddy would give her just a little bit of spanking, make her feel better, but not hurt too much. So, she said, "Well, maybe I do need a spanking."
"Okay, honey," Daddy said. "I want you to go to your room and get ready for bed. I'll be up in a few minutes, and you can tell me about what happened, and we'll make it all better."
"Yes, sir," said the girl.
The girl brushed her teeth and flossed. Daddy's like flossing. Washed her face and undressed to her panties. They were little white cotton string bikini panties, with little blue flowers on them. She put on a white cotton shorty nightie and sat down on the bed to wait. As she waited for Daddy, she started to think about how much a spanking for throwing rocks and dirt on the road would hurt. Maybe she should make up a story about something that was not as naughty. Then she would still get a spanking, but it would not hurt as much. But that would mean lying to Daddy, and that would be really, really naughty. And if she fibbed, she got a spanking, but she would feel bad for fibbing. So she resolved to tell Daddy the truth, and to take her spanking, even though it would hurt a lot. Although she was probably only waiting 10 minutes or so, it seemed to the girl that she was waiting for hours and hours, thinking about the spanking that was coming. Finally, she heard Daddy's footsteps on the stairs. When her daddy came into the room, he found his girl sitting on the bed, staring at a spot on the floor. Daddy got the ruler paddle and sat down next to his girl. Daddy put her over his knee and pulled up her nightie. Daddy's girl was now very sorry that she had brought up the topic of being naughty. "I'm going to give you a warm-up spanking over your panties," Daddy said to his girl. The paddle smacked down across the seat of the girl's flowered panties. It hurt. Lots. And she wished she hadn't worn thicker panties. After Daddy gave her 20 strokes with the ruler paddle, he told her to pull the panties down. She got up. She hated having to bare her bottom for punishment, but she knew that the alternative was to get spanked on her thighs until she cooperated. So she pulled her panties down to her knees and returned to her position over Daddy's knee. Daddy caressed her bare bottom. "Okay, honey," Daddy told her. "I want you to tell me what happened." Lying bare-bottom over Daddy's lap with her panties bunched around her knees, it was hard to think of anything else but the spanking that would follow her confession. But she had passed the point of no return, so she told Daddy about throwing the rocks and the dirt down the road. And she told them that she did not think about what could have happened until later, and that she felt really, really bad about it, and that she would never, ever, in a million, billion years, do it again. She threw in the last part on the unlikely chance that Daddy would conclude that she did not need a spanking. "I'm proud of you for telling me, honey," Daddy told her. "You were a very bad girl. It's good that nothing happened. But you're right. It could have. I think this is a case where a spanking is definitely in order."
"Please don't spank me too hard, Daddy," said the now very repentant little girl. "I'll never, ever do it again. I've learned my lesson."
"I'm afraid that a hard spanking is exactly what you need, honey," Daddy said to her. "Now, let's get this over with."
The girl felt Daddy caress her bare bottom with the smooth wood of the ruler paddle, and then felt it smack hard across her bare bottom. Daddy gave her another 20 strokes, each stroke punctuated by an ouch from her. When Daddy was done paddling, her bare bottom was red, and she wished that she had been studying her dusty old book that morning instead of throwing rocks.
"Okay, you can get up now," Daddy told her.
She had kicked her panties down around her ankles, and she stepped out of them, leaving them on the floor. Daddy piled the pillows in the middle of the bed.
"Over the pillows, honey."
She knelt in the middle of the bed and bent over the pillows, her head resting on the bed, her thighs at a right angle to the bed, her body forming a triangle with her red bottom at the apex. Her thighs were slightly spread, and she felt totally, utterly exposed. She could hear Daddy go to the closet, where he got the cane. Daddy stood on her left side and tapped her bottom with the cane, measuring his stroke. The girl started crying softly.
"I'm sorry, I was a bad girl, Daddy," she said, hoping that her obvious repentance would mean fewer strokes with the cane.
"I know, honey, but you need to learn your lesson. Now I want you to be a good girl and stay in position for Daddy, so you don't have to earn extra strokes."
"Yes, sir," the girl said, her voice catching as she cried.
The cane whistled through the air and burned across her upraised bottom, and she cried out. Her daddy gave her 20 strokes with the cane across her bottom and the tops of her thighs. She was crying hard when he finished, her bottom and thighs lined with welts. Her daddy left her in that position. Her nightie pooled around her shoulders. Daddy stroked her hair and her bare back. He let her catch her breath, caressing the hot skin in her bottom, tracing the welts across her buttocks.
The second set of 20 strokes seemed to hurt even more, and the girl was sobbing and promising to be a good girl as Daddy caned her. Although the caning hurt lots and lots, she no longer felt bad about what she had done. She knew that her daddy loved her, and that she was getting the spanking she deserved.
A hard caning and a sore bottom made the girl very conscious of not doing anything that would result in extras, so she did not get up until Daddy told her to do so. She watched as Daddy put away the cane and got out the paddle and the bath brush. The paddle was a sort of ping-pong paddle, but thicker, and made out of heavy wood called Purple Heart. She had gotten it specifically made for Daddy, to show that she would always be his good girl. "Take off your nightie, honey," Daddy told her before putting the naked girl over his knee. Daddy started spanking with the paddle, alternating cheeks with a quick 1-2 beat, then a pause as she cried. The paddle on her sore, welted buttocks hurt so much, and she promised herself that she would never, ever be a bad girl again. Finally, when Daddy had given her 20 strokes on each cheek, he stopped to let her catch her breath, caressing her bottom. His hand felt so good after the hard spanking.
"Almost over, honey," Daddy told her. "I'm going to spank you with the bath brush. It's going to hurt a lot. But then it will all be over, and you won't have to feel bad about being a naughty, naughty little girl." The girl hated the mean old bath brush because it hurt more than anything. Once, after sobbing as the cruel brush punished her crimson bottom, she had thought of arranging an accident for the brush, breaking its handle or seeing to it that it got lost. But she knew that she was very bad at keeping secrets from Daddy, and that the demise of the brush would only lead to questions about its fate, a hard spanking, and an order to the Vermont Country Store for another bath brush. As Daddy promised, the paddling with the bath brush hurt a lot. The girl no longer made little kicks with her feet, but lay limp over Daddy's lap, sobbing as he spanked her with the bath brush, first one buttock, then the other. Finally, when the mean old brush had smacked her bottom 20 times on each side, her spanking was over. Daddy took the sobbing girl in his arms and held her. He petted her and told her that he loved her and that she was a good girl, until she stopped crying. That night she went to bed with a very sore bottom, but a light heart, knowing that her daddy loved her and that she was a good girl again. The girl and her daddy lived happily ever after. Her daddy never did listen to those nice psychologists and continued to believe that the best way to deal with a naughty girl was to spank her on her bare bottom. So he continued to give his girls bare bottom spankings whenever she needed them, which turned out to be quite often, and they lived happily ever after.